Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 534. I'm producer Daryl, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Hello.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter.
If that's your thing. If not, happy Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go Merry. Out Easter egg hunting?
Yeah, hunt eggs? Hell yeah.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
I did. You? I did in Germany. I did not do when I came here.
Yeah, no, I did it in the States. Now, you hunt eggs that apparently come from rabbits, like per Easter.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
And they have candy and sometimes money in them.
See, we didn't have the money. We had, like, the little toys you got out of, like, the little candy machines.
Oh, yeah,
you
throw
a quarter and you swipe it. It would be, like, a toy inside one of those.
Okay, so we didn't have toys. This was a setup for me growing up. I would go to my grandfather's house, my grandmother's house. All the family would show up there. You would eat, and while you were eating, an adult, maybe two, were selected to go outside and hide the eggs. Mm. The eggs all had candy in them, little miniature candies, but there was one egg that had money in it. Oh. We're talking money. We're talking like $5 or $3.
That's like $1 million to a kid.
Correct. But you weren't getting rich. I guess I don't want people to think that we're out there chasing the stack, you know?
Right.
It's some quarters, maybe like a dollar or two. It's like whatever was at the bottom of someone's purse.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the egg you wanted. It almost wasn't even about the candy.
Right.
And when that egg was found, you would see the momentum. You would see the hope drain out of all the little kids.
Then it was to the candy.
Because you were all chasing that money egg, yeah.
Did you ever get the egg?
Yeah, you know I got it a couple times. I like to compete. But yeah, it was, I have fond memories of Easter as a child. As an adult, Easter is less exciting. No baskets, no egg hunts.
Mm-hmm.
At best, as an adult, you're looking at a meal.
Yeah.
And that's at best. Sometimes, nothing. I'll probably mow today, to be perfectly honest with you.
I need to also.
That's probably how often my Easter is mowing.
Yeah, so with us in Germany, we would, at school, like, my mom really wasn't big on the Easter, like hiding candy. We would just come home with an Easter basket and would have, like, football cards or baseball cards in there, like a couple packs, and then some candy.
I like the card thing.
Yeah, then at school, we would go, and then you go to the playground, and you're only allowed to find, like, two or three eggs, and that was it, because they only had, like, so many per kid.
Oh, Germany was already, like, progressive with everybody gets an egg, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now, because mine was at family's house, I could go home with a duffel bag of eggs while someone else had one.
No, so you'd run around, you'd find, like, you get your two or three eggs, and you find another one, and say, hey, I got one here. Oh, there's another one. And then you're trying to shake, okay, that's a toy. Ooh, that sounds like candy.
Yeah, I may not be, but I remember myself as the MJ of eggs. Like, I had them all. Not Jordan, not Michael Jackson.
Now, when I got older, in my teens, I remember my mom getting an Easter basket that was wrapped, like, she bought from the PX or something that had the football, baseball cards, had, like, the little mini helmets that you get out of the gumball machines, had a couple of those in there from teams, and had, like, a little football guy. It was, like, a sports pack. I think she'd always get, like, whatever team that I was, like, going for, or, like, a player that I liked would play for a team. Some of them got, like, a Bear stuff, and some of the Falcons. I think I got Barry Sanders. I think I got Barry Sanders once, which I traded for my brother because my brother was a big Barry Sanders fan.
So you have fond memories of Easter, or is it?
Yeah, as a kid. Yeah. As an adult, I worked at retail, so I always, Easter to me was like, okay, oh, that's a guaranteed day off.
Retail really, like, highlights the holidays that, like it, yeah. It certainly puts certain importance on other holidays over some. As a kid, everything's a holiday, but as an adult, you're like, that's not a real holiday because I have to work.
Right, yeah, that's how it was for me. We're working the Thanksgiving and Christmas for so many years, you just got numb to it. Like, I'm slowly getting back into the Christmas season, but Thanksgiving, I can still don't really give a crap about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. What I do now is mostly appointment-based, and I had someone ask if I was willing to work today. And I get it, because the day doesn't mean anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I probably would, because I don't have any boundaries when it comes to work.
Right.
But I need a day off, because it's been, like, over 2 weeks. So I just needed a day off. And I'll work tonight on the computer, but like I needed a day off from like people.
Yeah.
I'm peopled out. Yeah, also, sure. There's a fear like around the holiday, someone tries to feed me. You know, that's a real risk.
Right. You can't say no.
Yeah, you can't. You have to eat a stranger's food. You're rolling the dice with your health.
Yeah, we went to a friend's house for Friendsgiving, and you know, I don't really do sugar, but they had like pumpkin pie and chocolate pie, and they're like, and they were cutting everyone a piece, and I didn't realize they would cut me a piece. They put a chocolate pie and a pumpkin pie right in front of me, and I'm like, I can't just say no.
You put yourself in a diabetic shock to please somebody.
So at least there were small pieces. I mean, I ate it.
Was it good?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. Is it like a junkie getting a little fix, though?
Oh, yeah, because you wanted more.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Because they were like, do you want another? And I said, no, I'm full. I had to do the I'm full thing.
Yeah, no, I'm stuffed. In your head, you're like, give me that chocolate.
Yeah. I was like, oh, can I mix it together? Can I just put in a bowl and just chocolate pumpkin cake?
Well, yeah, I think Easter's one of those. It's definitely, you peak at like age 8 of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when it's downhill from there. When the baskets stop, I feel like.
I remember getting it in like middle school.
Yeah.
And now my wife got me a basket early on when we early in our relationship because it
an adult basket.
Yeah. It had I remember it had like a razor, like an electric razor in it, had some other little man stuff in there. A little pocket knife, or like a Swiss Army knife, and had some other weird stuff but just cool stuff for men.
Now, how do you feel about the Swiss Army knife?
Oh, I loved it as a kid. I remember being in the Boy Scouts, saving up your little points to order one of those. I had the one big fat one.
It's funny, the Swiss Army knife is one of those things, like Easter, that as a child you celebrate================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
Oh, yeah.
It has zero purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as, like, I don't need that in my pocket every day.
Right.
I'm not going to need the plastic toothpick and the corkscrew out of it. But I have major nostalgia over the Swiss Army knife. Yeah, look, see, how big that fat one is.
See, I remember, I think the one I got was like this, because I remember the scissors in it, the little saw blade.
Oh, it's got the pull-out tweezers and everything here on mm-hmm. the side, the little toothpick.
Yeah, I didn't get the basic one.
I think the basic one offers more. Now, this one up top has lost all control.
Yeah.
It has 265 tools flipped out of it.
Oh, no, what about this one?
It's $393. It is the...
Look how thick it is.
Oh, my gosh. It is the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Swiss Champ XXL, if you want to look it up. $393 from what is clearly a sketchy site that you pulled out called Discount Cutlery.
Yeah, Victorinic. I think that's a watch company.
Yeah. I mean, it has everything.
Mm-hmm.
It slices, it dices. There's no way that's useful. Now, look at that mustard yellow one. I like that. Of course, the classic is the red.
Yeah.
I think that's the company that makes the Swiss Army knives. Like the true Swiss Army knife.
There's a green. There's your blue one.
That looks good, too. Is it like a see-through blue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that looks good. You see the little, the canal that the toothpick travels through. The tweezers, that's tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super practical.
It's not.
Does something to me. Is that that stupid one? My gosh. That thing is crazy how big it is. Uh-huh. What are you doing that you need that? At that point, get a Leatherman.
It says giant Swiss Army knife offers 85 tools. It's from Engadget, so it's legit.
85 tools. Now, a Leatherman is like an adult Swiss Army.
Mm-hmm.
But you send a certain type of message when you strap a Leatherman on your hip.
Yeah.
And I've long been thinking that I need to do this. Like, that it's time for me to just give in. Because I need little small tools throughout my day.
Yeah.
That it's time I just strap on the Leatherman with the pliers and the flip outs and the... I just strap that onto the side. It comes with a little pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Just have what you need on you at all times.
This one comes with a ruler, too. don't know if they all do, but.
Now, would you think I was cool if you saw me carrying that?
No. No. Now, someone would.
But not you.
Yeah, probably some little kid like, oh.
Yeah, can't wait to grow up and get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy, one of the guys I work with, he constantly pulls, pops his out. And he pops out like a, what are the flip knives? Where's those knives at?
Like a butterfly?
Yeah, like that.
That's in the message, swing it back and forth. That says fake criminal.
Yeah, the way he does it.
Now, I am a sucker for just a standard pocket knife. I like a pocket knife.
Yeah, I have a basic pocket knife.
I use it. I lost the one I had. I really liked it. But I use a pocket knife. Mm-hmm. I find it to come in more often than not. I'll tell you the other thing that I found myself needing more as an adult that I never have is a lighter.
A lighter?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just need to warm something up or burn something off. Don't have one on me. Mm-hmm. Also, you would be more helpful citizen because I constantly have people asking me for a lighter. Once, twice a week, someone's like, you have a lighter? I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, so we don't have lighters in the house. Well, we have one lighter downstairs for the grill that we never use.
You don't do candles?
We do candles, but we have one of those electric ones.
I want to weird noise. Yeah.
Well, the actual electric lighter. So you plug it and charge it, and then the two tips look like a taser.
Yeah, and it makes that little sizzle noise.
Yeah.
You put paper and all kinds of shit in between those.
Yeah, so we use that.
Yeah, that's not the same. I like a flame. Mm-hmm. I have that as well, but I like a flame.
So we just we have one lighter, one big one, then we have a couple like a box of matches just in case.
Now matches old school.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are taking matches with the different colored tips, put them in fancy glass jars. That's like an aesthetic now for a room.
Mm-hmm.
Decorate with matches. There's something about the way a match smells, though, that gives me a little nostalgia too. I like a match.
Yeah. And I got. Where's it at? Let's see. So I have this. Also, my little survivor friend that I have, he gave me this.
Oh, this is like a flint.
Yeah.
A permanent match, lighter, steel, waterproof matches, shell, no fuel, permanent lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a forever match. You can just keep striking it.
Yep.
It looks almost like it has a wick on the side of a flint.
Yeah, but it's pretty neat.
You ever used it?
Yeah, I have. Just to test it out.
Yeah, you don't want to be testing it out for the first time in the wilderness.
Right, I was like, let me see how this works, and sure enough, it works. He got that as like a little Christmas gift.
Is it big, or is that like a standard clip size right there?
Oh, no, it's little.
Okay.
You can see the guy's finger.
Yeah, there you go. Dick in there for scale, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were lost in the wilderness, would you even survive with or without this?
No, I probably wouldn't survive.
Same, dead.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. Like, I like everyday carry stuff. I like the idea of, like, being prepared for if shit goes wrong. It doesn't matter, though. I'm not going to come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to find me after 7 days in the wilderness and be like, oh my gosh, he survived. No, he's dead. I found his body. Cougar got him at night.
Mm-hmm. With his pants down.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still human, you know? I got to do what I got to do. Or I run out of food.
Yeah.
You know, can't find clean water. Shit myself to death. Bear.
We do have bears here in Tennessee.
Yeah. And you've seen me try to find my way out. I would, without doubt, get myself more lost than I was. I would keep going more and more, like, in the wilderness.
The wrong way.
Deeper and deeper until I can't be found. I understand you find water and you just follow mm-hmm. it. There's a North Star situation.
Right. Did you ever go camping as a kid?
Absolutely not. I've never been camping as a kid or an adult.
I've only done camping as a kid in the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
I've never been camping. I don't want to go camping either.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
again, bears shitting in the woods. That doesn't sound good.
Right. And Ryan's not lying about his directional skills. We play Minecraft and he gets lost.
It's remarkable how unable I am to determine my positioning ever in real life or video games. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where I am ever.
I remember we played No Man's Sky and it was like four of us playing and you went into like a little cavern and you got lost. Like, I mean, you just turned left, walked a couple of, oh, wait a minute. I don't know how to get out. Where am I at?
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I've been that way my whole life. GPS is like a tool that I don't just rely on. It's a tool that I am completely, like, I don't know how to live without.
Do you get lost in a parking lot?
I lose my car in the parking lot. I can get out of a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I legitimately GPS out of subdivisions because I can't remember how I got in it. And some of the ones in Clarksville are fancy.
Yeah, they are.
So many roads. I can't get back out of them, so I GPS out of there. Now, I don't get lost in the parking lot, but I lose my car in the parking lot often.
You forget where you park?
I have no idea where I park. And it's not one of those situations where, like, I'm like, oh, I think it's over. I have no idea where I park. I don't even know what door I came in.
We did that. Me and my wife went to a mall. We went to Florida. And she was like, okay, wait a minute. Where do we go? What store did we come in? I forgot already. And I'm like, oh, we came through here. I was like, thank God you didn't come. You didn't walk around the mall trying to figure out where you parked at.
Yeah. It'd been over for me. I would have just had to Uber.
Because, like, the mall, every entrance of that mall was, like, the same.
Yeah, I would have to Uber home and then come back at night. Uber back at night, where there's less for me to choose from. my work truck is bare bones. It doesn't have a key fob.
So you can't do the...
Yeah. So, let me just tell you. I went to Lowe's the other day. Came out and no clue. No, I could have parked in the next state over for all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no key fob. I just walked up down the aisles looking for something that looked like what I drove there. Just looking for a vehicle that might be mine. Just trying my keys in whatever door, you know.
Or have you ever forgot what car you drove?
Sometimes. That's rare that happens. I usually am at least aware of like what I arrived in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where. Sometimes I'm like, I think someone stole it, you know, because I thought maybe it was over here. Like, I don't know if somebody took it or what, you know. With my car, I could just hit the panic button,
right?
Because my car doesn't make noise when you lock or unlock it, but the panic button will, you know, scream.
Yeah, and scared a guy who's sleeping in the car next to you, just while his wife's in there.
That's fun fucking, you know. But I can't, I don't know, it's bad. It's a sense of direction, or it's like my short-term memory is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I always have like a podcast on in my ears.
Yeah.
And I typically try to pay more attention to that. Because you ever put like something on that's audio or music and you're like paying attention to what you're doing and you don't even really hear what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do the opposite where I pay attention to what's in my ears and I have no idea what's happening around me.
Right.
And that's what happens is that if I'm paying attention to like what I'm doing, I know where I'm at. But if I am really listening to what's in my ears and my AirPods are in 90% of the day, I really just am completely lost altogether. But I heard everything in my ear.
Yep.
So that's the struggle that I have. It's really, it's hard out here in these streets. I couldn't be even with like GPS, I think I would be terrible like Uber or Lyft driver.
Right.
I think I would be terrible like as a police officer. If you called something in, it was emergency for, I'd be like, by the time I got there, it'd all be over.
Right.
They'd be like, where have you been? I'd be like, I missed your turn and I got lost and I wasn't sure what it wanted me to do. It kept telling me to turn there. Because sometimes even GPS confuses me.
It does. There's a, on our way down to Florida, for some reason, no GPS is accurate. They closed down this road a long time ago. They blocked it off. But GPS always has everyone go on this road to get to this on-ramp. Mm-hmm. Well, the road's closed. So you go into this neighborhood and you try to go on this road. We went on there once, and then my wife's mom, she went down to Florida, and I told her, I do not go this direction because the GPS is going to take you there. She goes, oh, no. I just went to Best Buy, got a brand new GPS system. It's going to take you there. Sure enough, it took her on that one street, and it was a dead end. She goes, I don't know where I'm at. So all kinds of people talk about it.
Go to my stepdad's the other day. I know how to get there from my house. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming up on it. Road's closed. There's a bad wreck. First time this has ever happened to me. I type in the address to get to his house. It tells me there are no routes available. Like, due to an accident, there's no way around. So I'm like, I guess I just won't see him. Like, that's, as far as I know, that is accurate. There's just, now I understand there's always another way to get somewhere, right. But as far as I'm concerned, there's no other way. Right. So I made the then mistake of calling him. And I said, this road is closed. How do I get to your house? He starts rattling off street names as if that's acceptable for me.
Right.
As if that means anything to me. I don't know the name of any street. I don't know how to get to said street.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I turned right. Where do I need to go now? And he's like, where are you at? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, houses, fields. Like, how do you want me to explain where I am? The computer that I keep in my pocket tells me it can't be done. I don't have anything to add.
Right.
So he navigates me, and I got there, but it was terrible. Anxiety was high. Blood pressure was spiking. Because I need to just be told where, like, turn-by-turn directions are really just really what I need all the time. That's why I need a self-driving car.
Right, or someone to drive you.
Yeah, or that. Oh, if I hit big time, 100% hire a driver.
Yeah, because, like, when you guys go to Nashville to the Titans games, I bet you that's hilarious.
Well, Howard drives, so it's I've never driven him.
I'm saying you need that.
He just likes me to pay for parking, and I like him to drive, so it works out really good.
All right, because you would go nuts.
Yeah, I can. I mean, with GPS, I'm fine. I can go anywhere with GPS. I drive in the worst traffic ever, as long as something's telling me where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But self-driving seems even easier. Right, I just take me away. That's the future I want.
Yeah. You still get the Tesla truck?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if it ever comes out, I think I would still get it.
Yeah.
I'm due for a car. Yeah. My car is old. Still holds up, I guess. It's got some issues. It's old, though.
Get you from point A to point B.
Yeah, and I plan to just drive it till the wheels fall off, but they probably are closer to falling off than not.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm due for a car. If that truck's not ready, I'm just going to scoop up something used with like 50, 60,000 miles on it. I'm not really a new car guy.
Yeah.
It's just such an investment.
It is.
And it locks you in. I enjoy what I do for work, and I like to work in general. I don't like the idea of having to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have to work somewhere, like when you know if you got fired, you're not sure how rent gets paid. I don't like that feeling. I've had that feeling before.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough to not have that feeling right now. And so, you know, going and scooping up a $40,000 car scares me because it forces me to have to do something. And some people say that's good for you, you know, to, but I think I do just fine without that feeling.
Same here.
Yeah. So, again, I like my job and I have to work. I don't want anyone to think I'm in a situation where I could not work. I have to work. But it doesn't have to be like, I'm not... If I lost my job and had to take a pay cut of $10,000 or something, it'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where, to me, that makes a lot of stress go away. Whereas if you, like, I know people that if they were made a dollar less, it wouldn't be okay. Because every penny goes back out.
Right. Or if they, like, I know people that during COVID time where they had to take, they got sick and they had to be out of work. And they're like, I can't afford it. I have no food. I'm like, you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's paycheck to paycheck still has been his whole life. Like, there's no room for anything to go wrong.
Yeah, my mom's same way.
And I can't imagine, like, my stomach will start to hurt if I think about that being how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We all know for the show Marshall 205 is fiscally irresponsible. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be so upset that I said that. I like to, he's in pretty good shape, not to spill his information, but I like to act like he is just barely getting by.
Right.
Because he buys so many microtransactions, I like to, in my mind, just imagine that's what's bankrupting.
Oh, lucky he's an adult now. Imagine him as a little kid.
Oh my gosh.
He'd take mom's credit card and just buy every...
V-Bucks everywhere. I mean, just V-Bucks in every drawer.
Skins.
Yeah, just whatever he can get his hands on. Emotes.
Mm-hmm.
Dances. So I hope he's able to make his next car payment.
Yeah.
He's gotta be mad. Let's talk about video games.
All right.
We started our friends book club monthly gaming experience extravaganza.
It was an experience Thursday.
So it went places.
Mm-hmm.
The first month was yours.
Yep.
You selected Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Yep.
As your game. It's a VR title. There are four of us, so it is you. It is a friend of the show, Marshall 205. Paycheck to paycheck, we call him. And it's Dr. Number One Patman. Friend of the show, yep. Patman. And myself, that's the four of us. And the way it works is you pick a title once a week, we play that title together, no matter what it is. And we do that for a month. And then at that point, that day then is dedicated to a new game that someone else selects.
Mm-hmm.
We could keep playing the other game together if we want, but it moves off of the Thursday, which is the day we have dedicated to doing this.
Right.
And so the first night was an experience.
It was.
I'm playing on Quest 2. So is friend of the show, Marshall 205. Number One Patman, friend of the show Patman, is playing on the original Quest, and you're playing on the original PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already a tall task to get everyone connected.
Right.
And you three got in the game pretty easily, the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
I, however, got caught in a death loop. Where the Quest was telling me to sign up with a new account, even though I'm playing on my account. It wanted me to change my username. For everyone that knows how I feel about my username. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use anything else. It's already stupid because on the Quest, I couldn't just be my normal username. I had to put a 5-3 at the end of it to be long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's telling me my username is taken because I have it. That's why it's telling me that. I'm like, right. I know it's taken. It's mine. So then I have to add another 5-3 on the end, which is now obnoxious. Now I'm that 2784 guy, just random numbers after. Mm-hmm. But it won't let me create a Ubisoft account or link my Ubisoft account until I create a new VR name. And I don't understand why any of this has happened. It's telling me I have to migrate to the Horizon account, but I've already done this.
Right.
And so I just had to give in and do it. Then I link the game to this new account, which doesn't exist. And then the game still won't let me play because it's linked to an account that doesn't exist that it just made me make up. It's not tied to an Oculus account. Then I had to get off of the headset. Also, it's stupid to jump between the headset and the computer to even try to set anything up. Shout out to Ubisoft for making it complicated. Mm-hmm. Then I have to get off of it, go to the computer. I have to go to Ubisoft's website. Then I have to unlink the Oculus account.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to go back in. Sign in under the new one that I just created because it will not let me sign in under the new one, the old one. Then I have to go, once I'm signed in, I have to go to profiles, go in, log out, and then it would let me log back in as the old account. I couldn't do it initially. I had to log in, then log out, then log in.
Right.
Then I could connect to Ubisoft finally to the correct old account. So I do all of that, finally get in, and then it shows the damn name that it made me change it to. So it's showing me with the 253s,
mm-hmm.
which is even having even more furious because I'm not using that for anything. It's not even linked. Don't even know right. why it's doing it. I can't tell if my name is permanently changed or not, but I haven't had the heart to check.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally do that. We can't figure out how to get all together. Invites aren't working because you have to be part of Ubisoft Connect, which is called Ubisoft Club, which doesn't exist anymore. So I send friend requests out. You guys still don't show up because after sending friend requests, everyone has to accept it. Then everyone has to restart their system.
Yeah.
Which is wild. And then even in doing so, apparently the Oculus version comes with the DLC. Your version does not have the DLC with it. So we then figured out that had to be toggled off because three of us got in, but you couldn't get in. Then we toggled that off. You and I got together. Then the other two couldn't get in. It was probably over an hour of us just trying to get in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
To say friend of the show, Marshall 205, was upset is an understatement.
Yeah.
His patience is low already, but he was starting to get upset.
Yeah, he was ready to throw his Oculus.
Yeah, at one point he said, well, I'm taking my headset off, just let me know if it works, because he was done. But anyways, we finally all get together. For those that don't know, who aren't familiar, you're basically the crew of different ships in the Star Trek universe. And everyone takes a role, assumes a role, mm-hmm. and you are responsible for that role on the ship. So there's captain, there's engineer. What are the others?
Tactical.
Yeah.
And then helmsman.
Yeah, helms, yeah. So you all pick a role, and then you all have a role to function as during the said mission. And I thought we did the training scenario, I guess. It's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out, and I was like, this isn't going to be fun. Almost immediately, I thought this isn't going to be fun. But then the mission took 45 minutes, and by the end of it, I was in.
Yeah.
Like, I was all the way in.
Yeah, it was fun. It once I think pretty much what we knew, figured out what to do and how to do it, which was good. Which I was playing the tutorial like for a couple days. Yeah. Trying to figure out how to play it and what job I would like to do.
Did you get what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you were the second one in, so you got the pick.
Yeah.
Now, I left it on captain. Not necessarily to be the captain. I didn't care what role I was in because I didn't play the tutorial, but I've played the game before.
Mm-hmm.
But when I played it, you play it solo. You actually have to jump from seat to seat.
Yeah.
To really do what you want because AI was terrible. But I left it on captain because I figured once everybody was in, we would talk about the roles and kind of all pick. But what happened is everybody just picked one when they joined
mm-hmm.
of what was left. So I just left it alone. I offered Marshall 205 the swap if he wanted it. He said he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it starts out, everybody has a role. The captain's role is just kind of just, you can't see the objectives.
Right.
And so I'm basically just telling you what the objectives are. But as time went on, I feel like everybody got into their role. You know, you're charging up the shield. He's moving in closer. Pavan's getting ready to scan. You know, I'm just in the chair barking out orders. Trying to keep an eye on everything. And what's crazy about the captain is you have to like switch screens to see everything.
Yeah.
So I've got this screen pulled up over here, this screen pulled up over here. I'm switching here to see what he's doing. I'm trying to see how long is left in the scan. I got to see where you've got the power at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's telling me that there's an incoming ship coming. So I need you to pull off of that and increase phaser range, but he needs more power to get where we're going. So it's a whole situation. And I found like, as we played on, I really got lost in the moment and that we were just all like, doing our jobs. I didn't think it took 45 minutes.
No.
Because we were all just moving it forward. Now, this was your pick. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I wanted it what you expected? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready to text that, or so we playing again tonight, but yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to give everyone a break. I was ready to play some more.
Yeah. Now, I think playing more is fine as long as we still. Phone's gone forever.
Even with just for one mission. Just we knock a mission out.
Yeah, as long as we still play every Thursday, I think playing additionally is fine, as long as everybody's down.
Yeah.
What I don't want to do is play more if one person is out. I don't want to play more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a good time with it. I'm ready to run the next mission for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a training scenario where there was no way to win. So the way you pick, it's either, I mean, you lose both ways.
Yeah.
I assume in the actual missions, like there is a good outcome and a bad outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to the decision making. There was only one spot where we really had to make a decision. I don't know if everybody was truly on the same page or no one just wanted to be the person to speak up, but we all chose the same thing.
Yeah, go save the ship.
Yeah, I was the save the ship all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I play most of my games as a hero. So, you know, I would have chosen that no matter what.
Yeah.
You were the first to speak up that you wanted to save. So we went to save them. You end up in conflict. You can't win. The ships come forever. You have to get 300 people off board six at a time. So again, it's a no-win situation. And the cutscene after tells you that. But I really enjoyed it. Now, how do you feel like the other two guys aren't on here? How do you feel like they enjoyed it?
I think once we started playing, I think friend of the show, Marshall 205, like got into it. Because he was having so much, at first you can tell, I don't know what to do, but once he figured it out, it was like, Hell yeah. Yelling at Spock, fake Spock.
Yeah. I do think he wasn't enjoying himself at first because of how long it took us to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he wasn't enjoying himself because he didn't know what to do. But once he learned his role, I very much felt like, because it takes everyone working together, and it's only going to get more complicated.
Right.
I felt like it was a lot of fun.
And luckily, friend of the show, Padman, was sitting right next to him so he can see his screen.
Yeah.
So he can tell him, okay, go over, put your finger
over. Yeah, he was telling him what to push.
Yeah.
And I think Padman enjoyed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He likes things like that where we all work together, I think. I also think there's a part of everyone who's like, no matter what it is, I need to give it a chance because I want everybody to give my game a chance.
Yeah.
And so this was actually my first pick for what I wanted everybody to play. So I, of course, am down with it. I've always wanted someone to play this game with me. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly what I was expecting. And I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, do you think we should stay in the same roles?
I thought that maybe just really like...
Or should we just swap?
Well, we do a...
There's four roles and four of us. So, you know, technically, everybody could be everything.
Yeah, each week, one each week. And then if, or each time we play, just switch it or just... Until someone finds that role that they really, really like playing. But then we'll have the issue of someone not knowing what to do. Unless everyone plays through the tutorial.
I think we're all going to do that before we play again. Because you and Padman had already done it, and me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, talked about running through the tutorials.
Yeah, so we can maybe swap roles, or just see what everyone thinks. Next
yeah,
time
we'll see what everybody thinks, but I mean, maybe it makes the most sense for us to all do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, then we won't get better.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't expect us to beat a game playing for a few hours once a week. I just expect us to play things that take us out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And this is for sure taking, I think, two of the three out of the comfort zone. I mean, mm-hmm. Padman hasn't even turned his Oculus, like Gen 1, on in like a year. Right. So he got him to dust it off and everything. He played Beat Saber before. Like, the idea is already working.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's back to playing games and stuff like that that he wasn't playing before. So it's good.
Yeah, I was enjoying because some of the scenes, like when I really wasn't doing much because my role was just watching, I would go to the outside view of the ship and I would just look around.
Yeah. No one's, let's say you're aware, no one's job is more watching than what the captain's is.
Yeah.
You don't have a single task as a captain. You mm-hmm. just sit there.
Yep.
But you can't, you don't see the objectives, right?
No.
So you have no idea what to do.
I'm just listening to you and just watching my screen, making sure everything is powered was powered up.
Yeah, I figured because there's points where Padman's like, do I need to scan that? Should I scan it? You want me to scan it? I'm scanning it. I'm like, don't scan that. I mean, you can. It's not part of the objective.
Right.
Yeah, so you're basically just, you're handing out tasks as the captain, but there's not anything to do. I mean, again, you're switching mm-hmm. between screens so you can kind of see. But if everybody, you know, when we were doing it, everybody was doing a really good job kind of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was really no need for me to look at screens most of the time. He was updating me on percentages. You were updating me on percentages. I could see what Howard's doing because he's moving us.
Yeah.
And I can actually see both of their screens as the captain. I can't see your screen
mm-hmm.
as the engineer. So I kept yours pulled up where I could see where you had the power diverted to. And then I could see kind of what they were doing.
Right.
But yeah, it was a silly good time. I felt like we had some laughs. We had some tense moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we should switch positions. Just my personal vote would be to switch because I think it'll be fun for everybody. Like, there are obviously some parts I think that are more fun than others.
Yeah. I think we just rotate in a circle.
We should have done the captain. We should do all the characters and we should be like in character. Doing voices, everything.
I'm giving all she got coming.
Yeah. But it was fun. If VR wasn't impossible to watch, I feel like streaming it would have been fun.
Right. I tried to like do the first tutorial without VR, and it was just too hard.
I didn't know you could play the game without VR.
The PlayStation had a non-VR mode.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That sounds not good.
It was pretty hard. Now, when I played it using the controller. I didn't use the move controllers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why at the end, when you guys are doing all your funny arm poses.
I didn't realize you didn't have the move.
No, I didn't have to use the move. Which I just felt more comfortable.
Right? Huh? You can, though, right?
Yeah, you can.
It's compatible. I think because I played back in the day, I used move controllers.
Yeah, I tried it with the Move controller, then one of my controllers, like, right when I was in the tutorial, one of them died.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't charge it, so I had to use the controller.
I switched to, I had it on PlayStation, the first VR. I bought it on Quest because I wanted to be able to play with the controllers that aren't Move controllers. There's something, like we were talking about playing Drunken Barroom Fright or whatever it's called. Like, there's part of me that's like, maybe that should be my game, because being in VR with everybody is funny.
It is.
Like, I mean, I was almost crying laughing at people, like, what everybody was doing at the end.
Right.
Because we were tired.
Arms and heads were going in different positions.
Yeah, everybody lost all control, and everybody was just being silly with their avatars.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it was definitely a silly time.
Yeah.
And games like Drunken Barroom Fight are just a silly time.
It is.
I mean, you're just throwing darts at each other and hitting each other with chairs. And I mean, it's designed to be a goofy time. But yeah, I'm excited. Marshall 205 has the next pick.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll run your game through the rest of April. And then he has the next pick. And he does not, to my knowledge, he has no idea what he's going to pick yet. He's still flip-flopping between several games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know the last month where I'm going to be gone. Then we're going to have to move that day from Thursday maybe to Tuesday or something.
Which, are you missing the last April?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm helping my dad move from Pennsylvania to Indianapolis. So I have to drive up there.
Yeah, we'll just need to make plans on the week before. But yeah, so I feel like it was pretty successful so far.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we were also playing Demio, the three of us. And I think Patman mentioned it after, which I didn't think about, but you could always play Demio with us also. It's on PlayStation. And I didn't realize that. It's like a dungeon crawler, Dungeons and Dragons style, like, board game deal. But we're playing through that is not related to this, but there's a lot of that game. But you could always jump in there if you wanted as well.
Mm-hmm.
He said something the next day when we played that we should have told you about that. But I didn't realize it was on the OG PlayStation VR, but he said it's on everything.
Yeah, it says it's on there.
Yeah, so we've been just playing more VR than normal, and really
$39.99 for PlayStation.
Yeah, I think it was $30 when we bought it on Quest. It's fun though. So you know, I like that. I've definitely been playing more VR, and then of course just the basic stuff through Rocket League. I haven't played Fall Guys at all because they refused to update the season, and I got what I wanted out of it. So I don't know if I'm done with that game or what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that game is done. You know, I don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
There's no movement. They just keep adding the same old crap back in. And it tells me that either the new season isn't ready or there is no new season or Epic's trying to decide what's going on. But it is just not. These seasons are too long and it's killing that game. They have to have short, snappy seasons and it's not happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's there. We've been playing a lot of Rocket League. And I'm still coasting through Hogwarts, just steady. Mission by mission. I did get to a point where I think I was having some sort of issue. It's the second glitch I've had where I couldn't move forward. One time I had a character get stuck, and I had to start the game, restart the game, the mission, and then this time I think I'm stuck. It won't let me progress to the way I know I have to go, so I think I'm going to have to restart that mission. But I got frustrated and quit there, but that's all I really played. And most of the week was Rocket League or VR.
No, I've done Rocket League Season 10 says from March 8th to June 7th.
Not Rocket League, Fall Guys.
Oh, Fall Guys, okay.
Fall Guys. Rocket League is still on a steady clip.
Okay. So all I play was just Star Trek and then Horizon.
You check on Fall Guys to see if they say.
Yeah.
Okay, I assume it's just now till forever.
No, this one doesn't say seasons. Current season. Season 3, Sunken Secrets.
Yes. So when Rocket League starts the season, it tells you what the end date is. Like, there's a firm end of this season already. Like, when it starts, it tells you. Rocket League's in Season 10.
No, nothing about
it. Yeah. And I just don't know how things are. It seems like the player what base is dwindling because it's just gone on too long, right? Once you get everything you want out of it, you're like, okay, like, let's go. there should be enough time for everyone to get to the last level. In this case, they made it go way too far also, because if they knew that it was going to be a long season. But, you know, level 100 is typically level cap for most games.
Yeah.
So, like, when you hit your level 100, you get the last reward you want. Like, there should be ample time for anyone, even if you just kind of, you don't play every night, but you play every couple of days, you should be able to get there. But that's all the time there should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not playing at least once a week, twice a week, you're not going to make it.
Right.
But you got to move on. It's almost like a participation trophy. They keep the season going too long. Everyone gets the freaking reward, which doesn't make it special because everyone has it.
Mm-hmm.
Howard hasn't played the game in over a month. He could jump into day and still get SpongeBob before it ended.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, so that now when I played Fallout 76 to get to level 100, you were grinding that, which sucked.
But if you don't get it, right?
Right.
That's how it should be. It should be like a commitment to the game. Now, I shouldn't have to play every night. Like, I think Rocket League does it right. If we play a couple times a week, we won't get there. Mm-hmm. But we'll get close. You know, like, I got all my money back last season, but I didn't max out. And that's because we don't play every night.
See, when I played Fallout 76, I would look to see where I wanted to get to at least. Mm-hmm. And I would try just to get to that point, and then because sometimes I didn't want like the end, like the whatever you got from like level 90 to 100, I really didn't care about that. There was other things I wanted to get, so I played just to that point.
Yeah, it's kind of what we did in Rocket League last season. We knew we were going to make it, so we kind of picked a point where we felt like we got everything we wanted, and we just both played to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I barely got there. He got there pretty steady. Pretty well, probably a week before I did, but you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, those passes, I think they keep people playing, but it shouldn't be that I have to play it every day, but it also shouldn't be that I have 6 months to make it.
Yeah.
I think there is a good time frame there. You know, as factions gets closer though, I assume gets closer, you know, I think that would be a fun game for us to play. You know, the Last of Us factions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about like what needs to go away for us to play that. And, you know, I don't know. Fall Guys might just be the answer to that. I probably will always play Rocket League. I don't seem to be able to just quit that game. I've quit it before, gone back to it.
Yeah.
We actually played Hot Wheels together the other night, too.
Oh, nice.
We got back into it. It's still just out of control, though.
I bet. All right, so back to my Horizon. So I played that. So I'm 58 hours in now.
Yeah.
Maybe 59, because I looked at it. I've only uncovered half the map.
Are you still enjoying yourself?
I am, but I'm not. Some of the cutscenes are just way too long.
Yeah.
Like, they want you to, like, carry on a conversation, and you want to ask about this, ask about that. It's like, come on, let me just want to play.
Yeah. You know, you're not the first person I've heard say that, that the action is so good, but you just want, that's all you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the in between the parts where the game forces you to slow down.
Yeah.
They mess the pacing up.
And then I think I glitched something that I was, like how I like to explore. So I was exploring, I found a little village, went to a pit master fight, beat the pit master, and then later on, unlocked where hey you go to pit masters and you get this and this. Well, now I can't get one the clan. It's called the clan mark. I guess the face paint.
And you've already done it.
I've already done that one, so it won't let me go back through and try to get it again. So about me,
can't get that item,
and that's going to cause me to lose a trophy probably.
Mm.
But I don't know if there's a trophy for that. I haven't looked at the trophies at all.
But you weren't going for the platinum anyways.
No, I was going to just see if I can. I was going to wait till the end and see where I was at.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, because I already completed everything on there, but it says completed, but when you go into the task list, it's like, you need to go to this one place and get that. I'm like, man, I've already been there.
Did you check and see if anyone else had the problem?
No, I'm not, because I don't want that to get spoiled.
Yeah. I guess that was the one thing for me that made me feel better when we were trying to play Star Trek, is that like a quick Google search, Howard was able to find people having the same problems.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't something I did. It just, the system is just sometimes gets wild. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to know you're not alone.
Right.
You're like, am I just stupid? Like, what's happening?
No, I was thinking about, like, you know, the next game after this, but I might have to play continue on so I don't lose the controls.
Yeah. Like, you're upset enough that you may just quit.
No. No, I'll complete the game.
What's the next game? We talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, you recommended a Sackboy Big Adventure.
Yeah, because it's light and airy.
Yeah.
And I would even consider, not the entire time, but I would consider playing that with you here and there. Mm-hmm. It's, the whole game is co-op.
Okay.
Yeah, start to finish. And it makes no difference whether you do it alone or together. But there are multiplayer trophies that are tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely help you get those. Because I think I'm one trophy away that you have to speedrun the very last time trials.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do it, like, together.
Okay.
I think you can, like, take turns doing it. And so I would definitely, if you get to a point where you're better than I was at that and we could get the platinum, that'd be cool.
Nice.
But I'm definitely down to help. More Sackboy, never a problem for me.
Right.
Never an issue. I still haven't deleted off my hard drive. I deleted shit that I haven't played yet and left that on there. Because I am just, you know, soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a free game for anyone that's interested on PS Plus.
Yeah, this month.
Yep, yep.
Get it now. All right, some news stuff real quick.
Yeah.
All right. missed this one. All right, so Nintendo, I'm a little late on talking about this. The new Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Terrible name, yes. Tears for Fears.
Yeah. So, but what do you think? What do you think of the actual console itself?
I like the dock. I do not like the Joy-Con. I don't like that teal color with the gold.
Mm-hmm. Should it just left it just white and gold like yes. The dock?
Yes.
So you like the right controller Joy-Con, not the left one?
Correct.
Is it not, but definitely not good enough for you to buy?
This is the problem with Nintendo. So lots of people will buy this, and they should. But for me, I already got this, right? I got the Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. You're not going to release anything for Nintendo that I'm going to want more than the Animal Crossing bundle. Because there's no game I like more than Animal Crossing for the Switch.
Right, now, unless Sackboy comes all of a sudden to the Switch.
Yeah, but that would be such a weird crossover, and then the idea that they would also make a system for it, it's just unrealistic. So I have the bundle that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just like that teal green color on the gold.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't do the white and gold on both like they did the right controller.
Well, the right, I think they should have been opposite. It should have been more white with less gold. Where the white's at now?
Yeah, either way, but just that combination of that green and gold don't look good to me.
No. But the dock, I agree, the dock does look nice. Okay, next story real quick. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection sells 1 million copies.
Yes, 100% support it.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about, me and Marshall 205, we're thinking about making this the game. Or he was thinking about making this the game.
Mm-hmm.
There are three games as part of this 13-game collection. Three or four games. I think four games that are multiplayer for four players. So you can play through the Arcade 2. And then it was...
I see if it says in here. No, it doesn't say.
I can't remember the other two. Anyways, there's a total of four games. I think one of them might be the Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another game that we could actually play through. I think it was maybe something for the Sega, but I don't remember. But anyways, we figure we could play through Arcade 1 and Arcade 2. Would be fun together.
Okay.
So we talked about that as an option. But yeah, this I think shows you that people are still excited about Turtles. Especially those classic games. And this is a well-done package. 13 games in it.
Yeah. So it says on there when they tweeted it out, Konami did. Totally radical. Over 1 million copies sold, 6 million pizzas eaten, 350 million foot soldiers defeated, 2 million of Shredder's plans shredded. 1 million times the turtles have saved their friends. And that's pretty cool.
Yep. I also think that's cool. And I think that even if we don't play that game as a group, I think me and for the show Marshall 205 are going to play that game.
All right. Next one. Accessibility tags roll out this week on PlayStation Store on the PlayStation 5 console.
I saw that. I mean, yes.
You're all for it. I want to talk because you just brought that up.
Yeah. Last week. Accessibility, I think, is... If you're someone arguing against accessibility in video games, I would argue that you don't necessarily care about video games.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, you don't have to. You know, maybe you just care about the game you play, but even then, you should want more people to be able to enjoy the thing that you enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took PlayStation so long to come out with their accessibility controller. I'm glad it exists. Shout out to Microsoft for doing it way before.
Yeah.
But yeah, accessibility tags in the store to make it easy for me to know if I have any kind of impairment or anything I struggle with. Like, it's going to tell me, it's going to sort the games based on what will still work for me, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Good. It's good.
Next one. Asus is making its own handheld gaming PC to compete with Steam Deck.
This is interesting. It's the Republic of Gamers Ally,
mm-hmm.
I think is what it is. Is that what it is?
Yep. ROG Ally.
And
they have it up here. It looks nice.
It looks nice. They announced on April 1st, which is terrible. Everyone thought it was a joke. They had to then come back and be like, oh, it's not a joke. Well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You know, it promises to be quieter, smaller, and higher performing than the Steam Deck. It's interesting because it runs off of Windows 10, 11, whatever they're on now, 11. They're on 11?
Yeah, 11.
So it runs off of Windows 11, which would give you access, in theory, to... You could play on Steam, you could play on the Epic Store, you could play on, you know, anywhere. GOG, you're not stuck on just playing on Steam. It looks like a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
It has the RGB lights.
Yeah, it looks good. You know, the price point, I don't know what it's going to cost, and I just don't know. They claim to have AMD's most powerful processor, handheld processor out there. I mean, it's according to everything they said, it's supposed to be more powerful than the Steam Deck. It'll be interesting to see, because Steam has such buy-in.
Yeah.
Steam has fanboys, fan people, whatever's politically correct. But is it the Ally? The Ally.
Ally.
I don't know how they pronounce it.
Ally. Yeah.
I don't know how they pronounce it.
7-inch resolution of 1080p instead of 800p compared to the Steam Deck. So I guess the Steam Deck is only 800p.
Yeah.
Display performance goes to 120 hertz. 20 dBs for the on low, 17 decibels lower than Steam Deck, which runs on run on the fans of 37 decibels. Interesting. That's more things to play games on. I'm all for that.
Would you consider it?
No. Yeah, I don't even play games on my PC. And I just got a game. I got a gaming PC now.
I would if the price is right.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Switching away from games, just because I saw this. Did you see the Amazon Astro?
No. Oh, yeah, I've seen it before.
The Household Robot. It's actually out now. Day one editions.
Yeah, so here's what's crazy, though. So when I pre-ordered it, you could sign up for, like, the day one edition or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I swear this thing was $1,000, and now that it's out, it's gone up.
Yeah, it's $1,600.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm a huge fan of this. It is the most unnecessary in my home.
Yeah.
I live in a small house. From anywhere in my house, if you just speak, an echo could hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a robot that follows you around and does... He's basically an echo that walks around with you.
Yeah. Now, would it be good if he can vacuum up behind you? Or you can tell him to vacuum?
That'd be a good start. I need him to do more than just follow me around. Like, I have I have cats and dogs that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want it? Absolutely. But $1,600, you could buy a car.
For $1,000, you would get it.
I'll just let you know that I signed up for the pre-order.
When for $1,000, yeah.
I also signed up for the drone that flies around your house and checks it, too. Again, you could just stand in the center of my house and turn in a circle and see it all, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessary.
But do you have a camera? You don't have a camera on each of your doors.
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I'm a psycho, yeah.
Because like, that's where the drone will definitely come into effect.
Yeah, so I have. See, so what they're showing it for, like the grandmother, like just rolled up in there and is watching the granddaughter play and can move around mm-hmm. with it. That's awesome. I don't have any of that happening.
Yeah.
You're
not talking to people on the Alexa?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, look at this, though. Checking to see if I turn the stove on. That gets me about half a wreck.
Oh, I didn't see that when I watched
it. It has that pop-up bomb squad camera?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing is cool. Also, like, so this I think you can't understate how, like, it's companion for someone.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can understate how important that is for people who don't have anyone to talk to or to interact with, because it is just a robot, but I'm telling you, it makes a difference.
Yeah, just to talk to. It's just pretty cool.
To talk to, yeah. What time is it? What's the weather? How you feeling? What's going here? It's just something to talk about. And you feel safe at night because it does have security as it patrols your house. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm still a buyer at $1,000, I think.
Now, this is for one floor. This thing is not going up steps.
No, it's not going up steps. Now, where are you at with it, though?
Same thing. I can yell from here and reach one of my Echoes and talk to it.
But would you get this?
Not for $1,000.
What's the price?
$500.
It'll never be that.
Yeah, I know. All right, so next thing. We're going to talk about some controllers. This Xbox Wireless Controller Remix Special Edition. It's made of recycled plastic.
It's super cool.
You know, green and yellow. Army green with like a bright neon yellow. And it has a blue background. And it looks like tan on the handle.
It looks like they literally found whatever they could to make this controller mm-hmm. go together.
Rechargeable battery. Designed with Earth in mind. I think it's good that they have a controller.
And what's the
price?
Let's
see. Tune, switch devices, specs. Does not say. Oh, no, I'm sorry. $84.99.
So it's more than a normal controller.
More than a normal, even though it's recycled.
Yeah, so for me, so this is always the problem with like recycling and things like that are sustainable.
Should be cheaper.
It costs me more, right? It's more of a commitment for me to want to do the right thing. And when you make things, when people have to do more to do the right thing, most people won't do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be a good thing. And if it was $10 cheaper than a regular controller, they would sell the mess out of them and you would feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
But because it costs more for them to make, they charge me more. And I'm like, well, damn, I'll just get a regular plastic one.
Right. So do you think this will end up on sale then? Or they're only going to make a limited supply.
I think they'll make a limited supply.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool.
Might be a collector's item.
Yes, I could see it being that way.
Okay. So then there's this one. This one's probably a week late. Xbox Elite's Wireless Controller Series 2 gets red and blue hues.
Yeah, it's cool. They should have had this ready to go when PlayStation launched theirs. To get some of that light back over mm-hmm. to them. I also think this looks like a Power A made these.
Yeah.
I think they look terrible, but they should come in colors. Why are the hand pieces still black?
Yeah. I think just because your grip.
It looks terrible.
It does.
Those look like I mocked them up. Like I went in Photoshop and tried to make them red.
Or some just random company made the controller and just
yeah, put like them a the skin. Shelf. Yeah, they don't look good. But I like the idea that they're coming in color.
Okay, since you have the new DualSense Edge, it gets iOS support, yeah. So you can play on your Apple iPhone.
Yeah, I can't think of anything less needed for me. I'll tell you, I struggle to use that controller for any game because it makes me think too much.
Right.
The idea that I'm already going to have to wrap my head around the fact I'm playing on my iPad, now I'm also using the complicated controller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'll just use my regular DualShock.
Oh, I thought about it for
Dual Sense.
I went to the store and seen it on the shelf.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I sat there for a couple minutes, not a couple seconds, looking like, ooh.
I like it.
I do need another controller.
Yeah, I like it. It just makes me think.
Okay, last one. PlayStation files patent for controller that turns hot and cold.
Sure. I guess.
So on the handle part, it'll be on the handle on the front. So I guess it where your bottom part of your thumb is where it'll be.
I don't know if I need this. Like, do you need a controller that like when you touch a stove in a game, it gets hot? When it rains, it squirts water up in my face. Like, do I need those things to feel more immersive? I don't know.
Right.
Now, so here's what I will say.
Kitchen simulator.
If it has nothing to do with the games and I can just cool my hands off.
Yeah.
If it's AC for my hands, great. How long will my battery last, though?
Right. With that extra.
Like, if you have cold, clammy hands, you just turn the heater on like a heated seat in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's, I don't know. This is luxury.
Right, those are the people who, like, with the, one thing I'm glad on the last version, PlayStation 4, you can dim the light.
Yeah.
Because it was just too bright.
I don't know. If this is, like, if they're going to incorporate this in the games, like, when I'm walking on metal, it's making the clink noise, and it feels slightly cooler than I'm walking on normal ground, like,
mm-hmm.
It's just a lot for me to process, and I don't think I've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
But sure, I mean, by all means. If I have to refill the water and smell capsule every time before I play, then bring it on. Whatever.
Yeah.
One more thing to break when I drop it. Because I will drop it.
Yeah, you will. That's all I had. All
right, that's me too. It's Easter. Let's go not do anything Easter related.
All right, well, that'll do it for us. If you would like to support, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch, at me at hofnshow, hofnsho on Twitter. We will respond. That was episode 534. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.